Blog Talk Radio.
How many of y'all believe that God can do anything but fail?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I know he can. It's all right. Would you like to sing a little bit of it?
Oh, yeah.
All right, then. That's all right. Come on, let's sing a little bit of it now. It's all right anyhow.
Bye.
Amen. God bless everyone. Welcome once again. Amen. Let your light shine. Internet radio broadcast. And I am your humble host, Bishop Emmanuel Taylor. And yes, God's got the power to do anything. I wonder, amen, how many people believe that and truly believe it in the face of storms in our lives or oppositions, amen, no matter what we face, amen. The song is saying that God's got the power. He has the power to do anything. Hallelujah. So there are so many testimonies of the writers, amen, or the prophets and the people just like us in the Bible that we read about, amen, which is living proof, amen, that God's got the power to do anything. Not some things, but anything. And, hallelujah, it is at his will. Whatever his will is, it shall be done. So we just thank the Lord that he has the power. Amen. We want to welcome all of you who are tuned in with us this evening. Amen. This is the 13th, yes, of May 2015. Isn't that something? We're almost approaching halfway through the year. Amen. And it just gives us an understanding that time waits on no one. Time continues, amen, to move forward regardless if we want to move forward with it. Time's still going to move forward, amen. And in as time move forward, changes happen, amen. Well, one thing that in change is that we get older, and we're supposed to get wiser as we grow older as well. That's what time does. God created time, amen, for that purpose, amen, so that we can learn how the seasons of the year and the seasons of our growth, not just physical growth, but emotional growth, spiritual growth, amen, through the epoch of time, amen, the different, amen, situations or journeys that we go through in our lives. If we have not learned anything, and amen, then what happens is that we have to go through it again, amen, until we do learn. And once we learn, amen, then now we're embarking upon another lesson, hallelujah, in our life. So this life is a journey, and this life is what I'll call a big classroom, a school, amen. And we have our lessons, and then after the lesson, we have what we call the test to see have we learned anything. Remember when we were in school, the teacher give us our lessons, and we study the lessons, and we listen to what the teacher is trying to teach us, and then the teacher let us know, get ready for what you have learned. I want you to study because we're going to have a test on the lessons. Well, that's what life is, amen, is we will have tests. We're going to go through some tests, amen. And, amen, I would truly say that the importance to remember is that how we study this life and how we study our lessons has a lot to do with whether we pass or fail the tests, amen, that we go through in life. Hallelujah. And speaking of school, you know, I was listening to, well, I was reading on the news and on the news, and it was a 90-year-old woman, amen. She has 7 degrees, and she's going for her 8th degree in school, her 8th degree, and she's 90 years old. Now, you probably say, well, over the span of years, you know, time that she accumulate these degrees. Well, let me help you out. No, she began going to school when she was still well up in age, and we're looking at 80. When she was in her early 80s, she went to college, not just regular school, but she had gone to college, and through that span of time, from her early 80s up until now, as being in her 90s, she have earned 7 degrees, not 1 degree. And we be thinking that 1 degree, we be having a difficult time. But she said she loved to learn. You know, she's not there to, you know, she's not there to try to get a job, you know, going to school. No, she just loved to learn. She has a thirst for knowledge. Amen. And I just said, wow, isn't that magnificent? So I, you know, I put a post out and out there, and I was telling people about that on Facebook, and I was saying that to the young people, it's time for you all to wake up, you know, the young ones out there, because if this 90-year-old woman can pursue knowledge and enjoy pursuing it, amen, and you would think that a 90-year-old person would just be too tired and worn out, and all they would do is just sit down and grow old. Maybe that's what keeps her going, amen, is life, you know, having hope and something to pursue, amen. And that's probably why she make it up to 90 years old. And I'm going to tell you, she's not in a wheelchair. No one is carrying her. She's walking, amen, on her own 2 legs, amen. She has the activities of her limbs, amen. She's able to see, and she's going to school, sitting there with the other students. Just imagine that, amen, in college. Hallelujah. So yeah, I just wanted to deliver that to inspire anyone out there, amen, to let you know that no matter how old you are, there is still hope, amen. If you find your niche in life, amen, no matter how old you are, never lose hope. Always hold on to hope, because that gives us a purpose, amen. And it's a wonderful thing to have purpose in life. Thank you, Jesus. Well, let me open up our mics, and if you have the answer to the trivia of past week, amen, we're going to listen to your answers if you have them, and we're going to talk a little bit about that, okay, if that's all right with you, amen. First, we want to say good evening, amen, to our own, amen, Queen Rosalind. God bless you.
God bless you as well.
Amen. And how are you doing this evening?
I am wonderful, Bishop. I am wonderful. I just tuned in to the show because I was awake. I was a little tired because I've been busy. Mm-hmm. You know,
yes,
I tuned
yes.
in. I said I'm going to stay awake and I'm going to tune in to the show because I've been missing it, you know, and I am so, so grateful, you know, that you and your wife is better now, you know, because that cold
Thank
wasn't
you.
No joke.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't a joke. It put me in the hospital, you know, and
yeah.
I'm out well and I don't want to go that way again.
Oh, yes. Amen, amen. Neither
and
do I.
Blessings to everybody that's online.
Amen. Mm-hmm. And much, much more blessings to you. May he crown you with glory,
yes.
riches.
Yes.
Amen. All
yes.
of the riches, both of the kingdom that's in the whole kingdom, may he crown you with
yes.
your riches. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Oh, sure.
God bless you.
Thank
All right.
Thank
You're
you.
Welcome. Hallelujah. That's our own Queen Rosalind. We call her Queen. Amen. She has that character, that personality. She's been here before. You know how the old folks say that child been here before. She's an old soul. Amen. And we want to say good evening as well to Sister Gloria. God bless you. Okay, we'll get back to Sister Gloria. Amen. And Sister Davis, God bless you this evening.
God bless you, Bishop Taylor, and First Lady Rita.
Yes.
And all the saints on the line, I bless you with love, peace, and happiness. I found something, I don't know, because I haven't really been studying because my sister has been so sick. But
yes.
Found in Daniel's 10:3 and from 3 to 13, it took him 1 day to, learn about his vision.
Yes. Amen. How many days?
21. He said 3 weeks.
That's right.
21 days.
That's right. That's right. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you.
Yes. And God bless you, Bishop Taylor. And
thank you. You're welcome. We're going to continue to pray for your sister, okay?
Well, I got a good report today. Her doctor say that she is doing good.
Good.
So I thank you
Wonderful.
For all your prayers. Thank you.
You're truly welcome. I love the good report. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you.
All right. Yes. And now we're going to move on to our own sister, Tazara. Good evening to you.
Hello, my faithful one and my sister, Rita.
Yes.
And all the saints that's on the line today, may God bless everyone. Mine is the same as my mother's, Daniel 10, 3, and 13.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
God bless, man. You know, Daniel was troubled. He couldn't get that until the angel came to him.
That's
Amen.
Right.
And
That's
told
right.
him and interpreted the dream. Amen. But thank you. Thank you for your studying and research. Hallelujah. All righty. And good evening, 2429.
Hello, Bishop.
Hello, Evangelist.
How are you?
I am blessed and highly favored.
I am blessed and highly favored, and I just want to say God bless all the saints that are out there listening tonight, and I am so glad, and I just pray for you and your beautiful wife that y'all will be blessed and healed in the name of Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your blessings. Amen. And,
yeah.
and we do receive that. Amen. I'm sitting on top of the world. Amen.
All right.
Like I always used to say years ago.
Everybody.
That's right. Like I used to always say years ago, I'm riding on the crest of the wave. Hallelujah.
You know, I be writing so much, and I wrote a poem called Imagine, and I was talking about clouds. You know, imagine just being up there on them clouds and just looking down and just feeling how soft the clouds is, you know, and how peaceful it is. And then just coming back down, you know, it's like, oh, I want to go back, you know. But I just thank God, you know, for my peace. And I just want to bless everybody out there in the listening land. I just want to bless them all with peace because it's nothing like peace. And I love my peace. And I be telling a lot of people that peace is like that water running down the stream, and it's just so peaceful to hear that water running. And I talk to some people, and I tell them that water represents peace. If you can just go to the water or to the river sometime and just sit in front of that water.
That's right.
And they can feel, and they'll be able to see just how peaceful water is. And I just love my peace. and I just thank God for my peace. And
yes.
I remember one time you had told me years ago, talking about patience, and I said, you know, I'm going to ask the Lord to bless me with his patience. And
mm-hmm.
I remember you telling me, be careful what you ask for.
Mm-hmm.
And I never understood why you told me that. But going through them years, I saw
mm-hmm.
what you were talking about. When you ask for God's patience, you
yes,
ask for
yes.
a whole lot. That means you have to
yes,
endure
right.
everything that comes your way.
Exactly.
So I'm just thanking God for his peace and thanking God for his patience and just thanking God for you being in my life and teaching
thank you.
Me
thank
and showing me the things that I have learned down through the years. And I told my family that I'll be speaking in Detroit. So I think
right,
they are going to.
That's right.
In August, and I think Janae is going to meet me there, and my, you
oh,
know,
good.
My other grand, yeah, my other grandchildren and two sons, they're already there. So, but
mm-hmm.
I told them that I'll
okay.
be there, but I'll she'll be sending everything off to y'all next week.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
all right. Well,
take care.
Thank
of
you,
that.
Evangelist. All right,
and
I may the Lord.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Oh, I'm just saying, may the Lord crown you with his glory.
Thank you. Thank
yes.
you. I accept. I accept.
You're welcome. Accept. You're welcome.
Okay.
Amen. And that's our own evangelist, Millie Moore, from Indianapolis, Indiana. And then we have another guest, amen, 1322 from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Praise the Lord, Bishop. Taylor and Sister Rita Taylor,
yes.
Mother Washington from Indianapolis, Indiana. May God bless each and every
yes.
one of you that are on the line, because God is a hope
amen.
Of glory with me. And I'm going to say, just thank God for knowing me. I'm 90 also, not that smart, but God got me out here for a reason. And we all have different gifts
yes.
at next
yes,
all
the
whole. And I love you all, and
that's
I just
right.
stand to keep your hand in God's hand always, and don't forget to pray. Love you all.
Amen.
Mr. Taylor.
Thank you. Thank you, Mother Washington. And now, are you the only one in among your siblings now?
No.
Do you have sisters, brothers still alive?
No, they're gone. I had one sister.
I had one sister. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And like you said, you know, the Lord has a purpose.
Oh,
amen.
Yeah.
And you are that smart, amen. You are very wise,
thank
amen.
You
are a wise woman. I've seen that in you when we first met,
well,
amen.
Thank you.
You're welcome, amen. The Lord continue to crown you with his glory.
Thank you, sir. And the same with you, sir, and your family.
Thank you, Mother Washington. All right, and last and not least, we have 6155. Good evening to you.
Yes, God bless you, Bishop, you and your lovely wife and all the listeners, the saints out there. And I'm also sending the highest blessings to God, and that he will bring down
yes.
upon us his wonderful blessings and keep us at peace and protect us from all harm. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Sister Carol. God bless you.
Definitely.
And may he continue to crown you with his glory.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
You're
welcome. You know, I'm giving that blessing to all of you this evening, that the Lord will crown you with his glory. Let me go back and see if Sister Gloria wants to say anything. Sister Gloria, are you there with us? I know Sister Gloria had tuned in. Hey, amen. She probably had to go somewhere. But we want to bless Sister Gloria as well, that she would be crowned the glory of the Lord. You know, and that's something not to look at lightly. Amen. You know, when you bless them, they're crowned with the glory of the Lord. Amen. You know, that's something to, how can I say, to seek. That's something to search for, amen, to be crowned with the glory of the Lord. And what is the glory of the Lord, amen? Well, it's difficult to say in words, except for the glory of the Lord is his presence, his awesome presence, his spirit, his love, his beauty. Hallelujah. You know, to be crowned with his glory, to be under his divine protection, amen, to be lifted up in his hand so that our feet won't be dashed against a stone. Like it says in the 91st Psalm, the 91st Psalms, as it says that, amen, I know I got it in my spirit. Hallelujah. But I'm gonna find that for you. Usually I would say that by heart, amen. But I'm not being led in that way just now. But I'm gonna get back to that. But for the first part of the 91st Psalms is, amen. But as we dwell within the secret place of the Most High, there we go, amen. Bide under the shadows of the Almighty, amen. So as we do that, you know, we dwell within the secret place of the Most High, amen, amen, and under the shadow of the Almighty. That is a place, hallelujah, where no one, except for those who are chosen by God, amen, to dwell within the secret place. See, you have to be a, remember one of our lessons were months ago when we was talking about a Nazarene, you know, when Nazarite, and I asked you what was that. Remember, Samson was a Nazarite. He was separated from the world, amen. And so, to he that dwelleth within the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. Those who are chosen for that journey or for that position in the Lord, amen, are separated from the world. If you want separation from the world, you have to seek the glory of the Lord. Amen. You have to seek him. You got to seek his face each and every day. Hallelujah. For therefore, you know, things will happen and will come after you. Amen. To throw you off, to destroy you, to keep you from enjoying your blessings that the Lord has for you. Amen. So I want to let you know that the 91st Psalms is saying that he that dwelleth within the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. That's divine protection. Amen. Now, let's take a look at our tribute when we was talking about with Daniel. It took him 21 days. I'm just going to start from the 10th chapter and read a few verses on that and elaborate on it. That's the 10th chapter of Daniel. It said, in the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a revelation was given to Daniel, who was called Belteshazzar. His message was, and it concerned a great war. The understanding of the message came to him in a vision. At that time, I, Daniel, mourned for 3 weeks. I ate no choice food, no meat, or wine touch my lips. See, that's important. When you're seeking for the Lord and when you want to walk in the glory of the Lord, you got to stay away from things, amen, that will separate you from him, amen. No meat, no wine touch his lips. And I used no lotion at all until the 3 weeks were over. On the 24th day of the first month, as I was standing on the bank of the great river, the Tigris, I looked up, and there before me was a man dressed in linen with a belt of the finest gold around his waist. His body was like crystal light, and his face, amen, was like lightning, eyes like flaming torches, his arms and legs like the gleam of burnished bronze, and his voice like the sound of a multitude. I, Daniel, was the only one who saw the vision. The men with me did not see it, but such terror overwhelmed them that they fled and hid themselves. So I was left alone, gazing at this great vision. I had no strength left. My face turned deathly pale, and I was helpless. Then I heard him speaking, and as I listened to him, I fell into a deep sleep, my face to the ground. A hand touched me and set me trembling on my hands and knees. He said, Daniel, you are highly esteemed. Consider carefully the words I am about to speak to you, and stand up, for I have now been sent to you. And when he said this to me, I stood up trembling. Then he continued, do not be afraid, Daniel. Since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I've come in response to them. But, now here we go, to explain to you why it took so long. But the prince of the Persian kingdom resisted me 21 days. Then Michael, one of the chief princes, now Michael was the archangel, he's the chief prince in heaven. He said, and then Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me because I was detained there with the king of Persia. Now I have come to explain to you what will happen to your people in the future, for the vision concerns a time yet to come. All right, now stop there, and we're going to elaborate on this. It took Daniel 21 days, 3 weeks. That's 7 times 3. 3 times 7 is 21. When we're studying the power of numbers, you know, 7 is a holy number of completion. Amen. And so it had to happen 3 times. 7 had to go over 3 times before Daniel could receive this. Not because, amen, that he couldn't interpret and the vision that he saw or the dream that he dreamt. But the angel that usually would come to him and help him to understand visions was detained for 21 days. Remember, when I read it says that the prince of the Persian kingdom resisted me 21 days. Then Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me because I was detained there with the king of Persia. I want you to understand that what was going on was spiritual warfare. Hallelujah. The angel was detained because the king of Persia, and this king of Persia, what he was talking about is the demonic spirit that he had to fight in order to bring the meaning of the dream to Daniel. See, there are times, amen, just about when you are in the, when you are in the receiving ship, the receiving ship of a blessing, amen, then when the angel is coming to bless you, there's a blockage that happens at times. You see, this is real, my people. There is a blockage. There is a confrontation that happens in the spirit world that will block you and keep you from receiving, amen, your message or your spiritual blessing. It could be a material blessing, you know, but things happen in the spirit world that you're not able to see that blocks you. Don't think, amen, that you can just go fancy free in this life as a believer and a Christian without having battles in your life. You're going to have them, amen? However, amen, we have, amen, angel, a powerful angel that helps us to win these battles. At, you know, and it's called spiritual warfare. Now, we, the longer that it takes to be detained depends on, amen, the content of your blessing. If it's a big blessing that is, amen, in store for you, there are spiritual, dynamic spirit beings that is going to try everything they can, amen, to keep you from receiving your blessings. So what do you do? Well, I'll tell you what Daniel did. Daniel fasted. That's what he did. He said no choice meat. He didn't eat any choice meat. In other words, he fasted off of meat. He didn't let any wine touch his lips. Amen. And he prayed for 21 days, for 3 weeks, without stopping. See how important it is to pray. Amen. You got to pray your blessings in. Amen. Praise the Lord. You got to pray your blessings in. You have to work your blessings in. And it's like if you're in a spiritual warfare, you got to get into that spiritual warfare like a true soldier of the Lord. Amen. And use spiritual weapons so that you can be able to be victorious in your spiritual warfare, that without doubt you will get involved in. The bigger your blessings, the bigger the battle. There are just like God works, I'm going to tell you this, the devils work through people too. And they don't want you to be blessed. They can see you being about to be blessed, and they will throw something in your path to keep you from being blessed. That's why it's important for you, amen, to always stay, amen, in harmony with the Lord. Don't relinquish at all. Concentrate and pray on the Lord. Your priorities have to be in the Lord. That's what it have to be. I'm only saying this, my people, because it's the truth. Amen. It is God's given truth that he has given me to be able to move on, to be able to teach what I'm teaching you. And Daniel, amen, is a good example of that. 21 days. Now, it was important about what he had to receive because it was about his people, what was going to happen in the future, amen, to the Hebrew people, to the Hebrew children. Hallelujah. And so the angel, that angel, I believe, that messenger is Gabriel. Gabriel is the angel that always come and give us messages in our dreams, or it can be to give us understanding through the Holy Spirit, amen, when we read a scripture, amen, when we pray and when we fast. Your spirituality will become stronger, and you become so strong spiritually, amen, that no matter what come against you, you will be able to stand. And if you so happen to fall, you will be able to get back up, amen, without, amen, the smell of smoke, like the three Hebrew children that were thrown into the fiery furnace, amen. And look, it said that they made the furnace seven times hotter. Seven times hotter. You see that number seven? Amen. And they put overcoats, you know, they clothed them fully with clothing, amen, to make sure they burn up in that fiery furnace. It was so hot that even those who prepared it, they got burned up when they were standing near the furnace. But the three Hebrew boys were sitting right into the midst of the furnace, and it did not burn them. It did not consume them. That fire was so hot, but they didn't feel it. It was the Lord was there, amen, put an air conditioner right inside the furnace. And when it came out, they didn't even have the smell of smoke on them. Their hair wasn't singed. Their clothes didn't have any burns or anything on it. That's spiritual warfare. That's the victory of spiritual warfare. You will go through the fire, but if you continue to praise the Lord, you will come out without the sign of smoke or the sign of the heat. Amen. You will not be consumed. Amen. Because we have an angel that protects us. Michael, the angel, is the warrior angel that God has sent to protect all believers. He's the commanding chief of the army of the Lord. He is the general of God's army. And believe me, he knows how to fight for us, because he even threw Lucifer, the devil, out of heaven when Lucifer was trying to take over the throne of God. Hallelujah. And Michael was sent there, amen, to throw him out, to cast him out. And the same battle is happening even today. Satan the devil sent his soldiers against us, amen, to kill us, to destroy. But there's three things that he does and that he tried to do. He comes to what? To destroy, yes. To kill, yes. And then the third one. Help me out, you all. Amen. It'll come to me. I'm just in the spirit right now, but it will come to me. These that happens, amen, that he seeks to do to us, amen. There we go. Kill, steal, and destroy. I heard you. Thank you very much. I heard you all out there. Kill, steal, and destroy. Thank you for helping me. Amen. And that is what he does. Kill. He would kill your hope. He'd kill your desire to walk with the Lord, to live right. Amen. He'll kill that desire if you let him. He will steal your blessings. Amen. If you let him. And then he will destroy your soul if you let him. Amen. He doesn't have any power unless we give it over to him. He makes a lot of noise. He throws a lot of things at us. I'm not saying don't underestimate him. Amen. Because he's a eternal spirit. Amen. God created him. Amen. And so, but he's not God. And he don't have the power of the Lord. Our Lord Jesus Christ said that all power in heaven and earth is in his hands. That's what the Lord, our Savior. So we have someone on our side who fights our battles. All we got to do is, amen, allow for the Lord, amen, to work things out for us and not to be discouraged. Amen. Even the sickness that we go through, that is a spiritual warfare. Because when you're sick, you can become depressed. You can become discouraged. Amen. And it seems like it would never come off of you. Amen. But if you hold on and pray through it, amen, you will get better. God will make you better. Amen. And I'm an example of that. Amen. That for 2 weeks, hallelujah, I could not throw this thing off of me. But I didn't give up. I continued to pray, and I felt it, you know, weaknesses and coughing and whatever was going through in my body, aches and so forth. But I continued to praise the Lord. I was still here with you all every Wednesday through the sickness, on Sundays through the sickness. I continue to prevail, and I'm going to stay in the race because I understand what spiritual warfare is all about. And I even wrote a book on spiritual warfare, which we're going to study that and get it published so that we can put it out there so that people can be prepared how to fight this battle and spiritual warfare. Fasting is great. Fasting is one of the, amen, preparations of having a victory through spiritual warfare. You know, when we fast and pray, because what we do is that we fast from the things that we love. I just put it that way, that taste good, feel good. You know, in other words, whatever that feels good to the flesh, amen, we must fast from that, amen? Because the flesh is something else. The flesh wants what it wants. But you have to allow for the Spirit of the Lord, amen, to give us strength to be able to put the flesh under our feet, to call subdue the flesh, mortify it, put it to the cross. That's why when Jesus went to the cross, it was his flesh that went to the cross for us. Amen? Hallelujah. His spirit didn't die. His body, his flesh died. Amen? And he came and he rose on the third day in a perfect, a glorified body. Amen. Look at that. We're going to have a glorified body one day. But we got to continue to stay on the battlefield. There's a particular song about that. It said, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Lord, I promise him that I'm going to serve him till I die. I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Amen. That's those old congregation songs that had so much meaning into it. Amen. Remember when we was young and we sit in church and we listen to the folks as they sang those songs. There was churches didn't have a piano, didn't have an organist and no drums, but they stomped their feet and clapped their hands. The only instrument probably that did have was a tambourine, amen. But they glorified the Lord. They didn't have air conditioning, amen, in the churches, amen. In the hot of the day, when it's hot, you get a fan, amen, and you just fan yourself, amen. But you didn't complain. Why? Because sweat and all. You didn't worry about looking pretty. Amen. You sweated. Your makeup ran off your face. Amen. But you still praise the Lord. That's what it is, to be determined. Praise the Lord. We've come so far now in life that the Lord has blessed us with air conditioning. He blessed us with clothes. He blessed us with this and that. And what did we do? We just pushed the Lord back and forgot all about where we come from. Amen. And we become arrogant in our spirits. And that is why the Lord takes away. See, the Lord gives us and the Lord can take away as well. Amen. And because of our own arrogance. Amen. So I'm saying this to let you know that's all a part of spiritual warfare. The spirit of arrogance, the spirit of complaining. See, that's the trick of the devil. He makes you discontented. In other words, you're not content, amen, and you complain. That's how he able to open up and come into your spirit, amen, and try to set you down to keep you from getting your blessings. But you know, the devil is a liar, and the truth is not in him. My hand is on the hand of the Lord, amen, and my hand is on the plow, and I will not turn back. I'm going to keep on serving the Lord with every breath and every that I have in my body. Amen. I'm going to serve him. I'm going to keep looking up to the hills of which cometh my help. And I'm going to serve him. Amen. Till I don't have any more breath left. But it's one thing that everybody will say, amen, when I go home to glory, that he stayed in the race. And he never gave up. That is one thing they're going to say about me. So they're not going to say I'm perfect because I'm not perfect. But they will say, even in my own weaknesses, Amen. I remain strong in the Lord. Hallelujah. And continue to praise his name no matter what. Because I know God is real. My God is real. This I can feel. This is I can see. Amen. That my God is real. And what he's done for others, he'll do the same for me. I believe that. Amen. What he done for Daniel, he can do for me. What he done for the three Hebrew boys. I've been in a fire furnace before in my life. And the Lord brought me out. I was in a lion's den like Daniel. But the Lord brought me out of it. Hallelujah. I was pursued by enemies, amen, who tried to trap me. Enemies who tried to cross me up. Amen. But the Lord gave me victory through it all. I've even, people tried to poison me one time. Hallelujah. Put whatever they did in my food when I was eating. And that was in a church. Let me tell you, that was at church years ago. Hallelujah. And I was eating and I got deathly sick. Amen. And if it wasn't for the Lord speaking in my spirit, said, I ate about maybe 3 or 4 spoonfuls. And the Lord touched me and said, don't eat anymore. But I still, just that little bit that I ate got me so sick that I almost died. And if it wasn't for the Lord protecting me, being by my side, because whoever put that in my food was jealous of me. I was a young minister, 19 years old, prophesying and healing. Amen. And whoever put that in my food, they was jealous. I still are confronted with jealousy even in my seasoned age that I'm in my 60s now, and I still confronted with jealousy one way or another from those. I don't cause any trouble or cause any problems with anyone. I just praise the Lord. Amen. And I just love to praise him. Through my music, when I sing, and through my teachings, amen, I just love to do what I do. But I'm confronted with a lot of jealousy, and believe me, jealousy is a killer. That's our next tribute. All right, that was, I almost gave it away, didn't I? All right, well, this is our tribute for next week. Listen very carefully. Let me say it in a way that can be plain. This is a good one. The first bloodshed that would ever happen. Amen. What was the first bloodshed? Did I say that right? Yeah, I believe I said it right. The first bloodshed. All right? So that is our next tribute. The first bloodshed. Amen. Amen. It's a tricky question now. I know what you all are thinking already. I'm going to let you go through it and research, and we're going to discuss that next, amen, Wednesday. I love you all. Amen. You all have been so faithful and tuning in with me and staying there with me, stick and stay. That's what you all are, sticking and staying. How can I not, amen, be encouraged because of you all sticking and staying with me? Amen. That's why, and no matter what, I come on and broadcast with you, because you are there, and I know that this is what the Lord wants. Amen. So I'm so grateful for all of you. Amen. May the Lord continue to bless you. Amen. With crown you with his glory, with his richness and glory. Amen. Whatever it is that you desire, I want you to get some sugar. Amen. A little bit of sugar and put it in a cup. Amen. And put it under your bed. We did this months ago. It's time to do it again. Get a little sugar. Amen. In a cup or whatever container you want to place it in. just as long as you get it. It can be about, oh, here we go, 7 teaspoons. Yes, 7 teaspoons of sugar. And put it in a little container. It can be in a little cup. And just slide that under your bed and keep that under your bed for 7 days. 7 days. Amen. 7 days and nights. That's right. Amen. And keep that under your bed. Amen. I'm pretty sure that's an easy one for you to do. Amen. And let's see what happens. Amen. You know, I trust in what the Lord gives. Amen. See, God is magical. I guess he is. Remember what the song said, God can do anything, and he can. And just like he told, amen, Naaman, who had, leprosy. And the prophet told him, Elijah told him, he said, go and dip in the River Jordan 7 times. And you will be clean. And he didn't want to do it at first because the Jordan River was murky or muddy. He said, why don't you just let me go into that other river over there that's nice, pure, and clear. But see, God don't do things, tell us to do things, you know, that is logical to our understanding. He knows exactly how to bless us if we just let him. So that's 7 teaspoons of sugar put into a cup or a container, whatever it is that is good for you to do, and slide it under your bed, amen, and keep it there for 7 days. And let's see what the Lord has in store for all of us, because I'm going to do the same thing. And we're going to see what the Lord has in store for all of us, amen, and we're going to trust in him. Amen, to know that he's going to open up doors, amen, that has been closed. Amen, he's going to release whatever needs to be released from the kingdom of heaven. We claim that in Jesus' name. And remember always, God can do anything. I see you all Sunday, amen, Sunday at 12 p.m., those who can, amen. And I love you, and the God loves you too. God can do anything.
How many of God y'all believe that God can do anything but fail?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I know he can. It's all right.